Unemployment is on the rise across Stark County and much of Northeast Ohio. Ohio Job and Family Services reports Stark County's June jobless rate climbed to 3.7%, up from 3% in May. It was 5.1% a year ago. Mahoning County's rate rose to 4.6%, while Carroll and Columbiana counties increased to 3.9% and 4%, respectively. Portage County also saw its rate rise to 3.7%. Statewide, Ohio's unemployment rate fell slightly to 3.6%. A Stark County grand jury has indicted an East Canton woman in the death of an 8-month-old boy who died while in her care. 45-year-old Melanie DiMarzio was charged with involuntary manslaughter after investigators say Grant Simmons became unresponsive at her unlicensed in-home daycare March 10th. Authorities allege the home lacked safe sleeping arrangements, baby monitors, fire safety protocols, and CPR training. A judge ordered the daycare shut down shortly after the child's death. DiMarzio was booked into the county jail Tuesday. A search has turned up the body of a missing man. According to WFMJ-TV, the Mahoning County Sheriff's Office says Sean Miller of North Olmsted, who was last seen early Monday at the Berlin campgrounds on Bedell Road, was discovered Tuesday morning at the boat dock. Authorities used boats and drones in the search, which also include the Berlin Township Fire Department and the Ohio Department of Natural Resources. There was no word on a cause of death. A teenager is dead and another teen seriously injured after a single vehicle crash in Carroll County. The Highway Patrol says the wreck happened Tuesday morning on County Road 52 in Orange Township. An SUV driven by 18-year-old Gage Craig of Bowerston left the road, struck a ditch, and crashed into an embankment. A 16-year-old passenger from Carrollton was pronounced dead at the scene. Their name has not been released. Craig was taken to Mercy Hospital with serious injuries. Neither person was wearing a seatbelt. The crash remains under investigation. An Alliance man is accused of pointing a gun at a family member and pulling the trigger during a dispute over money. 65-year-old Anthony Nelson was arrested Monday on South Liberty Avenue and is charged with felonious assault with a weapon and discharging a firearm. Victim reportedly told police Nelson entered his bedroom, demanded $500, then returned with a handgun. Nelson allegedly pointed the gun at him and pulled the trigger, but the gun did not fire. Police say a shot was later heard outside the home. Nelson was taken to the Stark County Jail. He's scheduled for arraignment today in municipal court. The city of Canton is looking into a potential downtown housing development project. City leaders are seeking a consulting firm to study the possibility of adding residential development to a 15-acre area just north of the Sarda downtown bus station. The repository reports the project could help address the region's housing shortage, bring more people downtown, support local businesses, and create a more walkable community. The study will help determine what types of housing would work best in the area. Washington Township trustees have approved $15,000 toward a road project with the City of Alliance. On Monday, trustees agreed to the funding for an Ohio Public Works Commission grant to pave the township's portion of Linwood Avenue. Road crews also reported repairs to a washout on Churchill Avenue, a water leak on Denver Avenue, and a catch basin on Lawford Street. The fire department reported 33 runs in July, bringing the yearly total to 329. A Kent man is facing drug charges after authorities say they found cocaine and drug manufacturing materials inside his home. The Portage County Sheriff's Office says 46-year-old Delonte Lett was arrested after a July 9th search warrant. Five juveniles, ages 6 to 15, were removed from the home during the search. Deputies say they recovered cocaine, crack cocaine, cash, a scale, and packaging materials. Lett was later indicted on charges including drug trafficking and illegal drug manufacturing. The sudden resignation of the Columbiana County Park District's administrative assistant has prompted an emergency board meeting. Mark Guy resigned Friday, just days after being reclassified as a permanent part-time employee. The Park District will meet at 5:30 tomorrow at its offices in Lisbon to hire his replacement. Recovery efforts are continuing after a tornado touchdown in the Youngstown area. The National Weather Service confirmed the tornado after it moved from the city's north side through the east side and toward Hubbard around 6:40 Tuesday night. The storm downed trees and power lines, damaged homes, and flipped a tractor near McGuffey Road. More than 2,400 First Energy customers in Mahoning County lost power during the storm. No serious injuries were reported. The Weather Service will survey damage today. A crash report has now been released concerning a motorcycle accident in Youngstown that claimed the life of a Boardman man. A police report says 66-year-old Mark Backhouse was riding on the Route 711 northbound on-ramp from Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard May 18th. He went off the left shoulder while going through a curve, lost control, then re-entered the ramp and overturned. Backhouse was taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center in critical condition and died 6 days later. The report lists the crash as a single-vehicle accident. An arrest was made Saturday in a 4-year-old kidnapping kidnapping. 35-year-old Terrence Machen was arrested by the Highway Patrol on warrants, charging him with kidnapping, aggravated robbery, and felonious assault. Machen and two other men were accused of abducting and beating two men on Youngstown's east side in July 2022. One of the victims reportedly broke free while being transported in a van and caused the vehicle to crash. The suspect fled the scene. The other victim was left in a car after being beaten. Two other men were indicted, but charges were dismissed. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.